Shalom Aleichem, good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Brachas Mem Dalid, Brachas 44a, pagination page 87. And for a nice change, nice simple direction, starting from the top of the page. Mishnah. Heviu lefan of maliach. If they brought in front of a person a salty food, tequila, upas imo, and bread with it. Mevorech al amaliach, you make the bracha on the salty food, upoter es apas, and that absolves the bread of a bracha, and the bread will not require a bracha, and we're not requiring you that you wash and eat the bread as the primary food. Sheapas tefelolo, because the bread is secondary to the primary food. The primary food in this case being the salty food, which was so salty that you needed something to mitigate, to soften its taste, and therefore you were eating the bread only in order to limit the extreme nature of the salty food that you wanted to eat. So sometimes you have, let's say, person's having very strong herring, and he wants to take a cracker simply to mitigate the taste of the herring. It becomes a very legitimate shaila whether you're supposed to be reciting a bracha on the cracker at all, because the cracker is secondary to the salty food. Likewise, a person takes a drink of schnapps, and it's very sharp and strong, and he needs a food quickly in order to mitigate its taste, that second food that he eats, one can certainly argue there's a good probability that it doesn't require a bracha of its own, because it is there as a secondary to the schnapps. He recites a bracha on the primary food, and it absolves the secondary food of a bracha. Likewise, classic Shaila Chanukah time, person has potato latkes, which presumably are adoma, and he piles on sour cream or applesauce that, in all probability, the applesauce as well is a shahakol, very finely pureed. So one would think that there's two brachas, adama on the latkes and shahakol on the sour cream or the applesauce, and the answer is no. You make the bracha on the primary food, which is the latke, and then it automatically includes the secondary foods. Now, we'll conclude the Mishnah, then we'll make a quick observation. Zaklal, this is the rule, kosho ikka v'imo tfeila, if you have a primary food and with it is a secondary food, mevorach alo ikka, you recite the bracha on the primary food, upoter es tfeila, and it absolves you of a bracha on the secondary food. The dynamics of this, quick observation, is that if you were to taste the sour cream or the applesauce first, it would require a bracha. The only concept of making a bracha on the primary and it absolves the secondary is if you in fact did that. We are not saying that the secondary does not require a bracha. We're saying that the secondary is included in the bracha of the primary. You must make a bracha on the primary, eat some of the primary with the secondary or on its own, and then the secondary is already absolved by the time you come to eat it, so that you're allowed to eat the remainder of the applesauce from the plate, even after the latkes are totally gone. Now, this principle of primary and secondary is enormously powerful. As we mentioned, it could even come to include bread or crackers, even though in other cases we talked about the five-grain priority, where if something is made out of one of the five primary grains, like wheat, it would cause, even if it's a minor ingredient, but as long as it's a significant ingredient, it would cause the bracha on the entire dish to follow the wheat product. In this case, if the secondary food, even if the secondary food is wheat, but if it's a secondary food, it becomes absolved through the primary, but obviously it has to be a tuffel gomer, an enormously secondary in status, because if it was just not the primary, the five-grain product would certainly take over, and that would be the bracha of choice that would be made. Questions abound. For example, an ice cream sandwich. So you have on the outside a wheat product, and you have inside the ice cream itself. What bracha do you make on an ice cream sandwich? So to be sure, there are people who recite a mizonos, because they maintain that the outside cracker is a legitimate ingredient, and therefore it takes over, because it's a five-grain product. There are those who recommend that you make two brachas, to be machshiv, to value the cracker, and to value the ice cream both independently, make two separate brachas. There are those who argue that since an ice cream sandwich is sold in the ice cream section, that cracker is an enhancer on the ice cream. It's not an ingredient within the ice cream. And they would take this Mishnah to its extreme and say that the bracha on an ice cream sandwich is shahakol, where the cracker is secondary. I'm not looking to paskin the shaila. I'm looking, based on the Gemara, based on the Mishnah here, to have our minds appreciate how this Shaila would be handled and what the ramifications of this Mishnah's ruling are. There are companies, I have heard, that produce the outside cracker as a non-five-grain product, purposely as a shahakol, similar to those on Pesach who don't gebrak. And in that way, the bracha is clearly a shahakol. Let's squeeze in one more piece here on this side. The topic begins at the end of the second Mishnah of the page, which can be found counting up from the wide lines. I'm referring to the medium wide lines. Two lines up, you'll see you're in the middle of a Mishnah, and the second word of the line is Hashosa Mayim Litzimo. If a person drinks water because he's thirsty, Mevorach Shahakol Niyeh B'dvaro, the correct bracha is a Shahakol. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Borei Nefashos Rabos V'chesro Non, that there's a bracha of Borei Nefashos, which we'll elaborate on in a moment. Turn the page so that you're on Mem Daled Amid Beis 44b, pagination 88, and the Gemara addresses this statement of the Mishnah in the very last line of the page. The Hashosa Mayim Litzimo. The Mishnah says a person who drinks water because he's thirsty. Very unusual thing for the Mishnah to tell you. The reason that he's drinking. Until now, we just simply told you this food product, that food product. Now we're talking about water because he's thirsty. La'afuke mai. What are you coming to exclude from this bracha? Amar Ravidi Bar Oven, Ravidi Bar Oven explained. La'afuke leman dechankante umtza. As opposed to a person who feels like he's choking and he needs to clear his throat and he drinks water essentially for a medicinal type of purpose. It's not a nutrition type of purpose. It's not a hydration, nutrition. It's health. It's trying to clear his throat. And therefore, in that case, you would not recite a bracha because you're drinking it because you're choking, so to speak. As opposed to the Mishnah's wording, Asher Samayim Litzimo, you recited the bracha because you were thirsty. the application here, obviously, is a person who's drinking water simply to down some pills. And if it's water and he only takes a drop to down the pills, presumably it's included in this exclusion which the Gemara says, you're not drinking because you're thirsty, you're drinking because you're choking. However, if a person uses juice or drinks because he's thirsty also, then it's proper to take a sip of the drink, reciting your bracha purposely, and then taking the pills using the drink. One final point here, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Berin Nefashos Rabos V'Chesronon, and Rashi says, on the top line, inner commentary, Kvar Noagu, the custom is, Levorech betchila shahakol, that the bracha before is a shahakol, ulebesof, and afterwards, bori nefashos rabos v'chesronon. Yashikoach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.